Chapter 52. Cold Blood. Finn had been shocked to see the shield appear. Too bad for her, he was no stranger to life and death battles. The unexpected was to be expected. Maybe if he hadn't just spent the night working his own magic, he'd have been thrown off by seeing a magical shield pop into existence, but Finn was already mentally adjusting to this new reality. Without wasting a moment, he pulled his dagger back. In the same motion, he threw it hard, directly behind him, and into the neck of her companion. The man had been starting to stand up, his breath still wheezing, but able to control his air again. All that stopped when a hilt sprouted from his throat. The woman lost any semblance of composure. Her attack faltered as she involuntarily moved in a vain attempt to protect her friend. Finn had heard the two bantering, and it was clear they were close comrades. Maybe more. From her garbled scream of despair, Finn was guessing more. The attack on the man hadn't truly been Finn switching targets. It had been a setup to his true attack. He had failed to match the woman physically, so he had to beat her mentally. With no delay, the hand that had thrown the dagger lashed back at the woman in a blur. Finn didn't understand the rules of her shield, but he was hoping that it needed her to focus to bring it up. They'd been fighting for nearly a minute, after all, and she hadn't summoned it before. There had to be a limit to it. If it did appear, hopefully the damage buff would let him overcome it. He needn't have worried. With her mind being temporarily short-circuited, coupled with his improved reaction time and her distraction, his fist connected with her ruined jaw. With Violent Delight's 20% damage boost added in, her fate was sealed. His arm blurred for a split second as he threw everything he had into a hard jab to her fractured jaw. The blow connected this time with no shield stopping him. Either there was a delay in her using her power, or she'd been too distracted. Finn didn't care. He only cared that the pain he'd just caused her must have stunned her mind because she'd dropped like the sack of shit she was. The fight had lasted barely a minute, but Finn was panting and bleeding from several spots. His lacerated arm was letting blood flow freely onto the hallway floor. Finn only allowed himself a single deep breath. She'd collapsed onto her face and wasn't moving. If her jaw wasn't completely broken before, it probably was now. Of course, that wasn't really a problem she'd need to worry about anymore. With no regret, he grabbed the woman's dropped dagger. Horrified faces were staring out from the various patients' rooms around him. The shrieks started back up a second later. Leaning over her unconscious body, he grabbed a fistful of hair. He lifted her head unceremoniously. He plunged her own blade into her neck. The extra damage from her hated enemy status made the finely honed blade slide into her smooth as silk. It felt more like cutting through tenderized meat rather than living flesh. The weapon grazed her esophagus as it sliced through her carotid artery and jugular. Before pulling the sharp metal out, he pulled her hair again, twisting her neck slightly. The expected jet of bright red blood painted the white floor crimson. Several more spurts followed the first, each weaker than the last. Finn didn't pause to watch. In his experience, after the first two strong pumps, the risk of blood spatter dropped precipitously. He impassively dropped her head to impact the floor a final time with a faint thud. In that moment, he didn't feel regret. He'd already killed the choking man with plenty of witnesses around. Whether it was the authorities or these pale bastards that came after him next, there was no going back. It only made sense to put such a dangerous enemy down for good. Neither did he celebrate her death. The joy he gained from battle was never about the kill. It was the challenge. For some reason, after taking a life, he rarely felt anything but cold detachment. There simply wasn't room for anything in his heart and head except cold, clinical rationality. While her heart pumped futilely to counteract her blood loss, he did a quick frisk. Her left pant pocket revealed a wallet. It was heavier than he was expecting, but only just. Finn threw it into his pillowcase. He'd need info on these bastards later. Finn turned to the first man he'd killed. The blonde's eyes stared sightlessly at the ceiling. Blood was already drying on his neck. After a quick frisk, Finn grabbed the man's wallet as well. Then he retrieved the dagger from his victim's throat. Finn was surprised by how easily it slid out. It must have been sharper than he'd thought. He grabbed the pillowcase with his belongings and almost started running again, before pausing for a half moment in indecision. Cursing himself for a greedy fool, he turned back and stripped the dead man of his suit coat. It was a risk, but if he had to fight again to get out of this hospital-turned-death trap, a good coat of nanovar armor could save his life. It took 10 long seconds to strip the man and put the jacket on, but his gamble paid off. Thankfully, the Viking SOB had about the same build that he did, if a bit smaller. Robbing the man had another unexpected benefit. At the small of the corpse's back, Finn found a small brace of throwing knives. They were simple steel lengths of metal without hilt or adornment. The end of each tapered to a sharp triangular point. They looked about the standard 9 inches and change long, overall no different from the type used by Confederation soldiers during the war. Most soldiers didn't bother training with throwing knives, beyond the minimal requirements of basic training. Finn's own training had been a bit more extensive. He wouldn't win any competitions, but he knew how to use them. Finn was moving again before any more enemies appeared. As he ran down the hall, the cuts on his hand and arms stung like hornets. The hallway was empty, but patients and hospital staff stared at him from patient rooms on both sides. Some stared in fear, but many were talking excitedly, their links recording everything that happened. Considering that he was rocking the latest in Versace nanovar over an open-backed hospital gown, his black ass clapping in the wind, he probably looked quite dashing. "Yep, I'm definitely going viral. Fuck." A line of red droplets trailed behind him. His goal was another stairwell at the end of the hall. He had to get out of this hospital now. Those bastards were definitely converging on him. He wasn't really worried about hospital security, assuming they'd be as understaffed and apathetic as the guards in every hospital he'd ever been in. Handling tweakers or the occasional schizophrenic was well within a security guard's wheelhouse, but dagger fights and magical powers was probably asking a bit much of them. Which raised the question of just what that glowing shield had been all about. If he hadn't spent the previous night magically eating cancer, it would definitely have shocked the hell out of him. He'd been dealing with his own brand of weird for the past few days, though, so seeing a glowing disc pop into existence hadn't been enough to throw him off his game. That didn't mean it still hadn't been crazy to see a physical manifestation of magic up close and personal like that. Did all of these Q-tip-looking freaks have powers? Listening to the news and the nurses, he knew most people didn't have access to the interface. Social media was full of people debating if the wave had even happened, so there was definitely no consensus on what had caused it. Scanning the Great Link for news had also been an exercise in futility. You'd think that the sum total of the world's knowledge would be the place to go for information, but reality was sadly different. There were plenty of people talking about the wave, but they all proclaimed their own theory was the only true one and that everyone else's was crap. Scanning the Great Link had unearthed a full sack of nut jobs, talking about every explanation imaginable. From alien invasions to mind-control drugs in the water to mass hallucinations caused by the latest Link upgrade, one group was even talking about 5G, which apparently had something to do with old cellular telephone technology. Surprisingly, he'd found almost no mention of the interface. That was how he knew that whatever had happened to him hadn't happened to many. For a while, he'd even doubted his earlier assumption that he wasn't the only one the wave had changed. As of now, that question had been answered pretty definitively. Other people had abilities, and if that woman was any indication, theirs were more powerful than his, or at least were more directly applicable to combat. Her shield had been impressive. His dagger hadn't just slowed down, it had stopped like he tried to stab a mountain. That was better defense than body armor. Without his improved reaction attribute, that fight with the woman could have easily gone the other way. If all these suit-wearing albinos had powers as well, there was no way he was going to be able to take them all out in a fight. Even if they didn't, if they were all wearing nanovar, he was screwed. That was why, as soon as he saw four coming around a corner, he didn't hesitate. He unsheathed one of the three throwing daggers he'd stolen and threw it in a smooth motion. Many people thought you needed to throw a dagger as hard as you could. Point in fact, it took almost no pressure at all to pierce flesh. Merely brushing against a scalpel would part skin. A sharp dagger moving at speed through the air could bury itself up to the hilt if the angle was right. With Finn's increased reaction time, his blade was flying before his target even registered his presence. By the time the man saw his arm move, the steel had already crossed half the distance. As Finn had been trained, he'd launched the dagger in a simple half-turn throw. In another situation, he'd have aimed mid-chest. Knowing they were armored, his dagger was unerringly flying right at his target's eye. His quarry was the budget Superman who'd shattered the ice. It wasn't an easy throw to make, but Finn knew it was perfect the moment it left his fingers. What he didn't know was that his stance, muscle contraction, even the humidity of the air, were all altered in minute ways to ever so slightly improve his ranged attack, courtesy of Finn's unlocked dexterity. Tattoos and piercings festooned the guy's face. His victim's eyes widened as he registered the attack, but with only strength unlocked on his status page, there was no way he could move fast enough to dodge, especially not with an overly large frame. Finn began to smile in that frozen moment. He didn't know about any of the myriad meta-laws affecting his action, but he did recognize the unique resonance of a perfect moment. He couldn't miss. Sadly, a moment later, Finn realized that, once again, he'd made an ass out of you and umption. Before the dagger struck, one of the other men used a power. Right before Finn's throw landed, the guy blurred. Finn didn't even really understand what he had just seen. One moment the guy had been standing several feet behind his muscle-bound target, and the next he was in front of the Terminator reject. It wasn't just a split second of acceleration, like his reaction allowed him to do. This guy had moved more than 2 meters in an instant. It was like he was a speedster from a comic book. White Walker Flash plucked the dagger out of the air when it was a bare inch from sinking into the eye of Finn's target. The muscle-bound man gulped audibly. Everyone stopped, somewhat shocked by what had just happened. Even the guy who caught the blade just looked at it for a second, as if he was just as surprised over his last-second catch as everyone else. Then he looked at Finn, and a sadistic smile grew on his face. He gestured with the dagger. The come-and-get-it message was clear.
"Nope,"
Finn soundly declared. That guy had moved more than 5 feet in a second. His improved reaction speed was nothing compared to that. Finn's throw had been spot on, and the blade had only needed a fraction of a second longer to land. Put another way, the guy that had caught it had moved faster than a thrown dagger. Finn wasn't interested in round two with someone like that. He turned around to run in the other direction. As soon as he did, though, his heart dropped. 5 more suited blondes were coming from the other end of the hallway. He was trapped.